Rocket Crafters is working to develop a reusable space plane capable of flying passengers and cargo internationally. Gregory Weiner from the Space Coast Economic Development Commission says the company plans to employ up to 1,300 people by 2017.
This is a very ambitious project, very well thought out, but has lots of technical challenges. And we are confident that the company is going to, meet those challenges and it's going to succeed.
About 8,000 aerospace jobs in Brevard County were lost at the end of the shuttle program last year. But Weiner says over the last 2.5 years, 25 companies have either relocated or expanded in the area, creating more than 3,000 jobs.
We're 40%, 50% almost back. There is a lot more to do, but we're doing well on bringing businesses here.
Weiner concedes that work on the shuttles is still winding down and final job loss figures are fluid. In the post-shuttle era, some program workers have already left the Space Coast, but many have stuck around. Titusville Economic Development Director Laura Kennedy says aerospace companies are attracted by the skilled workforce.
A lot of them chose to stay in North Brevard. They have homes and families here, and they know that this area does attract the kind of company that we just did.
Another draw for Titusville is its regional airport, which is applying for FAA certification as a spaceport. Kennedy says the city is currently working to recruit about a dozen new companies, half of which are aerospace related. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.